There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's an individual who's helped to effect change in a number of environments. We'll be getting her thoughts on the difference that an individual can make on a global scale. But there are a group of individuals, a group of policymakers who've come together here in Dubai to try and effect change in the world's wetlands. There's limited time to save the world's wetlands and mitigate the impact of climate change. Environmental leaders warned at the opening to a worldwide conference on wetlands yesterday. Wetlands are being destroyed at three times the rates of forests, even though they can store twice as much carbon. Wetland loss will have heavy economic, security and social consequences, according to the Secretary General of the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. The individuals are speaking in Dubai before the opening of the 13th meeting of the conference of the contracting parties to the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. The week-long event takes place every three years and will be attended by more than 1,000 scientists and policy makers. What's the significance of it taking place here in the UAE? Well, let's find out from the head of the marine program at Emirates Nature, WWF, Marina Antonopoulou joins us live now here on the show. Marina, thanks very much indeed for taking time to speak to us today.
Hello, good morning, and thank you very much for inviting me.
I understand that you are down at the conference at the moment. I just want to get your thoughts on that first question that I had. I mean, what is the significance of a convention such as Ramsar choosing to come to Dubai, choosing to come to the UAE to host their latest convention? Is that a significant move?
Sure. I mean, as you said yourself, the Ramsar Convention for the Conservation of Wetlands every 3 years organizes a meeting where the contracting parties and international organizations around the world are gathering to discuss what are the pressing issues around the wetlands and what are the key priorities for the next few years and what country leaders should be doing essentially to conserve them. And the fact that this convention is hosted here in the UAE demonstrates the leadership of the UAE to delivering on those commitments from the UAE side. And us as members of the international organization, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, we will be participating in those discussions to ensure that obviously local as well priorities are being highlighted in discussions. For example, here in the UAE, we might not have rivers or lakes, but we do have a diverse coastal wetland systems. We have mangroves, we have seagrass, we have corals. And this is why we think this convention is really, really important for the UAE. And this is why we're ensuring we're participating actively in those discussions.
Seven wetlands of international importance here in the UAE, four of them natural coastal areas. Why are wetlands so important, Marina? Why are they important for humanity and the planet as a whole?
Sure. I guess this is a great question. And I think more and more in the international, there's an international momentum to recognize the importance of nature for humans. So we know, for example, that more than 1 billion people are relying on coastal ecosystems for food. Those coastal wetlands are shelters, providing shelter for fish. And we rely heavily on those ecosystems to have everyday seafood on our plates. We're also relying on those ecosystems to enhance our ecotourism activities where we generate income. But we know as well that those coastal wetlands provide a defense for our coastal communities against climate change, against storms. And we know that these are phenomena that will happen more and more often in the future. So all these benefits or ecosystem services, as we call them, they are provided to us for free. Nonetheless, we do take this for granted, and we have this global report that was published recently as part of the Ramsar Convention here, demonstrating that the natural wetlands have declined globally from about 35%. So we are losing those wetlands, and we have basically a race now to achieve sustainable management of those wetlands, not only for biodiversity, but also for our own long-term prosperity.
It's interesting looking at the theme of the event this year, Wetlands for a Sustainable Urban Future. Sustainable urban future is a phrase that we often relate to developments, urban developments, and we've seen rapid development here in the UAE, as have other parts of the world at present as well. Is one of the risks at the moment for wetlands is that they are so attractive for real estate developers and other developers because of the natural beauty that could be afforded?
Absolutely. I guess the threats that the wetlands are facing globally as well as here is the or let's say the competition for space. So we have more and more people living along the coast wanting to live next to the wetlands. So we are seeing wetlands being lost or even degraded. And I guess that the question here and the key is to find that right balance. We know that, for example, real estate property, the value is actually related to the preserving those natural ecosystems. People do want to live next to beautiful places. Tourism is relying on you know, mangroves, on healthy corals, because people do want to interact with nature. So I think the balance is the key question here, and find that out.
We've been talking since the beginning of the show about individuals making a difference, that age-old question we ask ourselves every morning. What I do today, is that really going to impact and change the course of ecology and the world as well? Can an individual affect a difference on a global scale? How can, with that in mind, how can residents here of the UAE help to do their bit to protect nature and preserve the environment?
Yeah, this is a great question. I think on our day-to-day lives, first of all, what I would say is that we need to connect with nature more. We live busy lives in the city, and often we need to recharge our batteries, and we do have the chance to engage with natural ecosystems here in the UAE. We have extensive mangrove forests, we have corals and seagrass areas. I guess the idea is to interact with those natural wonders with our friends and family, go snorkeling, swimming. And once we interact with nature in a deeper way, I think it can change our mindset very much so. And we will interact and think about the impact that we have on a daily life. So not only that, but I would say also knowledge is key. As we interact with nature, it's important to find out more precisely about what we're discussing, you and I, now. What is the importance of those ecosystems for our daily life, that provide us food, clean water, that provide us recreation, safe homes against climate change and storms. So sharing this knowledge and participating in discussion amongst our peers and family is really, really important, I'd say. But also be active. So there is a number of community initiatives. We can also organize ourselves, you know, with friends and family to clean up the shore from plastic and debris. There's also a number of discussion groups talking about responsible consumption, of how do we minimize our footprint on this planet. We consume less resources, or even we minimize our waste production. So single-use plastics, for example, now is becoming more and more, the public is becoming aware that they have an impact on the oceans, and how do we really need them to use them every day? Actually, no. And how everyday choice from our side can help the oceans being healthier.
Marina, really appreciate your time. I know you're down at the conference. I'll let you get back to the seminars and the talks. Now, thank you so much indeed for your time. Sure. On behalf of all the team at Emirates Nature, WWF, all the best to the team down there, and thank you very much again.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
That's Marina Antonopoulou joining us live on the line, head of the marine program at the Emirates Nature, WWF. She's live down at the Ramsar Convention, which is taking place here in Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.